37.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a little bit cooler than what we've been accustomed to, kind of normal tight temperatures for the month of March after several days of 80 and warmer weather all over the country. My son was telling me yesterday that normally the weather in March, we get 3 records broken every single day across the country. 3. Every single day, temperature records are broken. And this year, on the average, we have had 23 temperature records broken every single day. So, knowing that, I think we should get out in the garden. We should get it ready. We should prepare it. Now, I want to tell you about a great insecticide called Tree and Shrub. It's made by several companies, and it's a new technology of killing insects inside the plant without you getting covered with the product. In the olden days, not very far, not long ago, if we had insects in our plants, we would put them in a sprayer, attach that sprayer to the hose, and apply it to the tree. And the wind would blow it. And think about this. A lot of you that have done this, the wind changes and you get that insecticide on you. Not a good thing. With the new technology of systemics, we don't have to do that anymore. We can mix it in a bucket, pour it around the base of the plant. The root system will absorb it. It will take it up into the plant. And it will protect that plant for the entire year. But there's one thing that you have to remember. When you are using a systemic, it's in the plant, which means that it's in the flower, which means that if you apply it to a blooming plant and it's in bloom, and your pollinators, your butterflies, your bees do the pollination, they're going to pick up some of that insecticide that's in the pollen, and it could create, and it will create a problem. So, if you can remember, when you are applying a systemic insecticide to a flowering plant to control insects, to do that applications when the blooming cycle is over. Now, a good example is the Japanese Andromeda. It has a tassel of little white bells. And it'll be in bloom in another month. And it gets an insect called lace bug. And the lace bug will suck on the new growth of that plant, making little dots. And the foliage gets terrible looking, loses its shape, loses the quality of the foliage, and doesn't look good as a plant in your garden. So what I want you to do this year is this. If you have lace bug, and all you need to do is to go out, look at the foliage of your plants. And if you see little dots of discoloration or browning or dead spots on the foliage that's insect-related, wait until the blooming cycle is over, because all plants will flower and then make the new growth. 90% of them bloom that way. Your forsythia, gorgeous yellow flowers, the flowers fall, then it makes the foliage, and then the insects come. So if you can use a systemic, when the flowering cycle is over, a lot less problems that will affect the pollinating insects that we need for food in the garden. Think before you act. Try and stay away from using a powder insecticide. Use a liquid. Use a liquid insecticide on the plant so that it has the time to dry. Once the liquid insecticide that's not systemic is applied to the plant, it dries. The insects, the beneficial ones, can walk on the plant and it will not hurt them. If you take a powder and you spray the powder or the dust on the plant and they walk on it, they'll get it on their feet and it will hurt the pollinating type insects. So stay away from powder. Stay with the liquid, and it's a lot cheaper, and it's a lot more effective, but best of all, it's safer. If you have questions, call me. Okay? Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Donna from Cape Cod with a question about Rosa Sharon.
Hey, Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Hi. Good, you?
Very well. It's been a nice, warm winter down here.
It sure has.
Yeah. I'm calling for two questions. Number one is there's a rosebud tree at the corner of the house, and I had transplanted it a few years ago, and I had it up straight. In the last 2 years, I find that it's tilting more and more towards the corner of the house. And the other question for that tree was, how do I get it to bud? And then the second question has to do with the grass.
Okay, what's the question with the grass?
In the front of the house, from the driveway over to the side where the hydrangeas are, there is grass that's laying flat. It doesn't grow up. It's now laying flat. And every year it gets wider and longer. Can I burn it? Do I use Roundup and kill it and then reseed it? I don't know what to do. Or do I need to do anything to the flat grass?
Okay. What the first question with the plant that's kind of leaning, I think what's probably happening to that plant is probably a plant that's not getting enough sunshine. So what's happening is the plant is reaching for the light. It's trying to move in a direction where it can catch the rays of the sun. And the only way that you are going to be able to get that plant to straighten out would be to dig that plant and relocate it to a sunnier location, and that way it will grow straight. And in that location, put a plant that will tolerate a lesser amount of sun. And a good example, if you want something that will grow upright, one of my favorite plants that you can put on a corner of a house that will stay upright growing and will tolerate less than a half a day of direct sun is a plant called Enkianthus. Enkianthus. Also called red vein. And it will not twist, lean over. It will grow straight up and tolerate lesser amounts of light. Okay? We're coming up on a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that and what we can do to make your lawn grow straight up.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals. All organic.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Donna from beautiful Cape Cod, and her problem, one of her problems, was that she had a plant that was leaning over, and it was growing in the direction of the sun. And at times, that's a plant that needs more sun in that location. And right now, all of your plants are dormant. They're thinking, with the heat that we've had, they're saying, hey, maybe I should wake up. Maybe I should start to leaf out. And luckily for a lot of us, they haven't done too much of that yet. So what I suggest is that Donna dig that plant, relocate it where it's going to get more sun, and put plants that will tolerate more shade. Encheanthus is a columnar growing plant that will tolerate the shade and won't lean over. There are varieties of hydrangea that do well in the shade. The PG hydrangea, the one that blooms in the late summer and the fall, will live in the shade. And they will do very well. And they're not going to fall over and stretch looking for the sun. So go down to your nursery. And if you can take a picture of the area, if you can maybe even wait until the foliage comes out, if you can't remember how much sun it actually gets, so they can help you to select the right plant for that area. But when you get a plant that's, instead of going straight up, is leaning over, is telling you, I'm not getting enough sunshine, and now is the time to move it. Now, in the lawn, if you have a grass that's laying flat, it could be a couple of things. It could be the variety of that particular grass seed. And I don't want you to kill what's there. That would be the last thing I want you to do, because then you have to start all over again. And now would be the time to help to correct that problem. And what I would do would be to take out the lawnmower if the grass is tall. If not, bamboo rake, rake it up, clean it, get all the dead fall and winter material off that area to try and expose some of the soil. If there's grass that's there that's laying over, bring out the lawnmower, lower the blade as much as you can, and scalp the area, and then clean it up. And buy a shade-tolerant grass seed. And a grass seed that grows in the shade will tolerate lower amounts of light, and they will grow straight up. And the blades of grass that will do that are called tall fescue. And tall fescue is a little bit wide blade, but nothing like crabgrass. But it will grow upright and is stronger. It won't lay over. And all you need to do is to scratch up the soil with your bamboo rake, clean it up, broadcast the seed, scratch up the soil again to get the seed in contact with the soil, and keep it wet. Use a seed starter fertilizer. It costs you $2 or $3 more a bag. But a seed starter fertilizer is designed to stimulate the root system of the plant to grow faster than the top. So you're not going to see a lot happening above the ground, but the root system will get caught. Traditionally, the soils on Cape Cod are sandy, and the faster that root has a chance to get established, the faster and the quicker that grass will mature, get established, before the heat of summer gets here. So clean the area, get some shade or even dense shade grass, scratch it into your existing lawn. It will thicken, it will fill up, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, Donna. We appreciate the phone call.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we're all cleaning our yards. We're raking the lawns, we're cleaning the gardens, we're cutting back the dead perennials that we did not clean last year, and we're taking all that plant material, and we're dumping it. And that's a waste of Mother Nature. And we want to tell you a little bit about composting this morning. Joining us is Mike Tate from the Compost Tumbler to try and explain to you how quickly and what composting will do for your garden. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well. And how's everything with you?
Doing very well also. Thank you.
Great. Tell us about composting, how we can help our gardens.
Well, you know, and probably most of your listeners know, the winter time, especially for most of the country, is a time when your soil has already been used up by whatever you've been growing the previous year, and it needs a little boost to get things kick-started for the coming year. It needs new nutrients. Maybe if you have a lot of clay-type soil or maybe other type of soil that isn't naturally ready for growth or for growing or gardening, you got to get a little additive to it. So traditionally, people would go out and buy some type of fertilizer from the nearby store, but you don't need to do that. You have everything that you need right there at your home, everything from old grass clippings, old prunings, like you mentioned, leaves from the following year, even stuff from your home like kitchen scraps or paper products, can all be recycled and put back into the soil, which is how Mother Nature does it naturally. Normally takes everything that's fallen from the previous years, allows it to break down over time, and that becomes new nutrients for the soil. With the compost tumbler, you're doing that the same way, just at a much faster rate. So gather everything up, put it in the drum, let it go for a couple of weeks, and you have a great all-natural fertilizer to put back into the soil.
Now, this means everything, folks. So, you know, at this time of the year, the grass is all matted. You've got to rake it anyways to get the dead plant material out and before you put down your fertilizer, because that will help to eliminate fungus problems if it gets wet, if you can get all the plant material out. So take that old dead plant material, recycle. And we all talk about, you know, taking the metal cans, taking the plastic bottles, taking the newspaper and the magazines and not throwing it in the landfills. Well, this is a way that we can take all of the waste of our yard and doing the exact same thing and recycling it to better improve the quality of our soil. Now, tell us the difference, Mike, between the traditional compost bin that you have on the ground and the compost tumbler that your company makes.
Well, with the regular compost bin, they were primarily designed just to hide your compost pile. Because as you know, a compost pile may not be the most attractive thing, and your neighbors may not enjoy it, and you get some odors from it as well. So the bin was really just designed as a way to hide it so that it didn't look quite as bad on your property. In contrast with that, the compost tumbler was designed to accelerate the process so that it would go as fast as possible. 14-day composting has been around for a very long time, but it was always a very labor-intensive process. So the compost tumbler was designed to make that labor as easy as possible so that anybody could really take all their materials, recycle it quickly, and get value from it quickly. So there are a couple of key features of the product that make that possible. Number one, a large drum on all the models that's easy to turn. Turning is an important part of making compost quickly. Also, airflow. So there are vents around each model of the compost tumbler so that air can get in and out easily. Also, moisture control. So you have vents on the unit that allow any excess moisture to drain out so that the process doesn't become stagnant. And so when you combine all those things together, you have a product that can accelerate the process and make it easy for everyone to get to composting.
Is there a website where people can go to see what the compost tumbler looks like and to get more information?
Absolutely. Our website is composttumbler.com. It's COMPOSTUMBLER, composttumbler.com. We have four different models, everything designed from people who have acres of property to somebody who lives in the city and just maybe has a little patio or container garden and wants to be able to recycle just their kitchen waste. So you can go there, compare all the different models, see the science behind the compost tumbler, and also decide which one's right for you. We have a nice special going on right now where you can get some extra freebies if you order now. You can also go there and request some additional information to be sent either by mail or email to you.
Is it too early to start to make compost, Mike?
No, not especially for this winter, which has been relatively mild for most of the country. As long as you have temperatures that are above 40 degrees, you can begin composting, and we've certainly had that here for a while now. So the sooner that you can start, the more nutrients you can get into the soil prior to and at the beginning of planting. And that's really an important part of getting your gardening year off to a good start.
Can compost be used in place of bark mulch as a material to control weeds and feed the ground at the same time?
Absolutely. We actually get that question quite a bit, because normally when you think of compost, you think of it as a fertilizer or adding nutrients to the soil. But it will work just as well as a mulch. So throughout the year, you can continue to make compost. And even though you've already had it mixed into your soil, you can now lay it around your landscaping, and it'll work as a mulch in terms of being able to suppress weeds. It also works as sort of a time-release fertilizer. So as the compost begins to further break down and seep into the soil, you get all the benefits of continuing to add nutrients to your property as well.
I was talking to some people the other day, and they said one of the things that they really loved about their compost tumbler is as the compost was being made, you had mentioned that there was a vent in it, that they would take the compost that they were making, turn it so that the vent face on the bottom of the drum, put a bucket, and then take the garden hose, add some water to the compost that they're making to help to keep it moist so that it does break down quicker, and collect that moisture. And they felt that it was a great way to take all the nutrients from that compost and use it as a fertilizer for the garden.
You're right. It's called compost tea, and it's one of the great secrets of gardening and composting. Anytime you have some excess moisture, the vents are, of course, designed to allow that moisture to escape so it doesn't impede the composting process. But you can also use that as well. You don't need to let that waste and just drain right into the ground. Put a bucket in there. Now, it's going to be highly concentrated when it comes out, so you would cut that with 10 parts water, and then you would either use your watering can, or you can mist it directly onto the leaves of plants. Roses in particular really love it and respond to it, but it gives you a nice added fertilizer boost, nutrient boost, in water form for anything that you're growing.
And it can be used in any type of soil for any types of plants.
Absolutely. Just like with compost, compost tea provides value no matter what you're growing and no matter where you're growing it and whatever type of soil that you had. It's the way that Mother Nature has been revitalizing the land for millennia, and it's the way that you can do it too.
Now, another question that I get often is we're putting down a weed killer to kill the dandelions and chickweed and clover. We're mowing the grass. Can we take those clippings and put them in the compost tumbler?
The answer to that, it depends on what you're going to use the compost for. Most manufacturers suggest that whatever types of chemicals you're putting onto your grass will stay in there for about 30 days. So if you're planning on using your compost for, say, a vegetable garden, you certainly would not want to add it to that load of compost because those chemicals will be in the compost when it's done. The composting process doesn't filter out those types of products. It simply breaks everything down. So, but if you were going to, say, use it as landscaping, maybe around some bushes or something like that that wouldn't be harmed by those chemicals, then you can go ahead and do it. So just be aware of what you're planning on using the compost for and use that as a factor on whether or not you can use anything that's been chemically treated.
Now, what is the ratio, if you're going to make compost, of green material to brown material for the fastest and the best compost?
Well, the more green material you have, the better. And I say that because the green material helps generate the high heats. And the high heats are what allow everything to break down rapidly within a few weeks. So the ideal ratio would be about 4 to 1. So whatever you're using to fill your drum with, whether it's a bucket or a shovel or whatever, you'll use 4 parts of your green. That's your grasses, your dead leftovers from the garden, vines, fruits, vegetables, stuff from the kitchen. Those types of things go in at a higher ratio, 4 parts, and then add 1 part of your dead browns, which would be your leaves or maybe a straw, hay, or paper products or things like that. Now, if you don't have that type of ratio, you can still make compost easily. The lowest ratio that you would want would be about a 50-50 mix.
Okay. And can you buy additives that you can add to the compost tumbler that will help in that situation if you have more brown than green that you can add to it, microbes that will help to break it down?
Yeah, absolutely. There, if you're in a situation where maybe you have just an overwhelming amount of brown, like let's say early fall when those leaves first start coming and it's still warm enough for you to compost, maybe you want to try and get one last load in, you would need something with a high nitrogen content to go in there. We make a compost activator that could be used in that situation. It's all available on our site, or you could give us a call to purchase it. You could also use farm manure if you have access to that. That's a great booster, all-natural booster, or there are other.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magi-Cal releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. Magi-Cal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of Magi-Cal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green Magi-Cal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-step program from Scotts, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scotts has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, just want to keep stressing the point, recycle, reuse. And I'll tell you, this compost tumbler is a great machine. My dad had one. He used it for years and years and years. I have one. I love it. And it's full right now, and it is making compost. And I'll tell you, by mid-April, I'll have fresh compost to put on my gardens, to work it in the soil to get them going. So check it out. Go to composttumbler.com. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chuck from Mass with a question about transplanting.
Hey, Chuck, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, you?
Not too bad. I'm so far ahead with my yard cleanup, I'm not quite sure what to do with myself.
That's a good thing.
Boy, I have some, isn't that awful? Quince bushes, shrubs that actually have formed kind of a hedge, and they, as I prune them back, they're sending out all kinds of runners that just don't belong where they are. This year now, they've budded up so much, I thought I would, you know, dig them early in the spring and move them. Any ideas? I mean, should I wait until next year? Or?
As long as your quince has not bloomed, you can move it. And
okay.
I'll tell you, all of the nurseries right now, all of the wholesale nurseries are digging like you cannot believe. And normally, most of the nurseries don't start to get plant material until the end of March, and they're just trickling in. And right now, the nurseries are getting in plant material on a steady basis. So if you want to move it, now is the time. and anything can be moved now. So if you have a small dogwood or a crab, quince like you have, burning bush, perennials, rose bushes, while the plant is dormant, get it moved. And just say to yourself, this is a new plant. Prepare the hole just like if you bought it from the nursery. Add some compost. Condition the soil. If your soil is sandy, then use something like soil moist granules to help to retain moisture. In your case, if it's a real big plant and you think you're going to have a problem moving it, what I would do is cut it back by one third, just to make it easier for you. Before you dig the plant, make sure that the soil is going to be moist, because we've had a lot of heat. I mean, it was in the 80s most of this week all over New England. And if the soil is dry, when you dig the plant, the soil is going to crumble. So what you should do is, if you're going to move it today, go out now, take the hose, and let the hose run around the base of the plant, or if there's a series, put your sprinkler on, soak the ground so that it's really almost mud. And that way, when you dig them, after lunch, we'll say, the root ball will hold together better and you'll have less breakage. And it's the little tiny, tiny hairs that do all the work. So if you get a big root that breaks, that spider web of roots that's attached to it is gone, and it will set back the plant, and it won't reestablish itself as quickly. So get as large of a root ball, but make sure that the soil is moist. When you dig it and you relocate the plant. Now, there is a product made by Espoma called Biotone. And Biotone has mycorrhiza in it. Sprinkle some of the Biotone in the hole, and that will help to stimulate the root system to get it established in this new home a lot quicker. But if you're going to move something, start right now. Trees, shrubs.